Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting second. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Russ Scarrett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elliott Bigelow. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Hebbing. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Morris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ed Morris. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting third. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Leo Durocher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Wade Hoyt. And now, play ball. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rein moves to third. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rein tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Elliott Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Durocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Combs moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toth scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruth for the out. Combs moves to third. Gehrig moves to second. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Durocher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, With the score, the Red Sox won, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher bunts for a single. Dickey moves to second. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing throws to second, with Ryan covering, and has Dickey trapped. There's the throw to Reeves, who tags Dickey for the out. One out. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt strikes out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris strikes out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 1 in the game. Reeves hits a fly ball into left field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rein takes first base on ball 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gerber fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Scarrett hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elliott Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow is 0 for 1 in the game. Bigelow hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 1 in the game. Musial hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Durocher hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Dickey moves to second. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyt hits a pop-up towards third. Reeves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-1 in the game. Heving hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0-for-1 in the game. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Durocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Combs for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Gehrig hits a ball on the ground into left field. Skarid picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Skarid. Gehrig moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lazzari strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-2 in the game. Reeves hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musel. Reeves reaches second base with a double. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rhein hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Skarret is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarret is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Skarret hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-2 in the game. Musel is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. DeRocher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elliott Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow is 0 for 2 in the game. Bigelow hits a pop-up towards short. DeRocher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 2 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt can't make a play. That's a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoyt hits a fly ball into right field. Bigelow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robertson hits a line drive into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0 for 2 in the game. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morris for the out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Reeves hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musel. Reeves reaches second base with a double. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rhein hits a fly ball towards center. Combs settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Combs. Reeves scores. Rhein moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Scarrett hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Combs. Scarrett reaches second base with a double. Rhein scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Elliott Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow is 0 for 3 in the game. Bigelow hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jack Rothrock now playing right field. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ruth hits a fly ball into right field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams now playing right field. Jack Rothrock now playing center field. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lazzari hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 3 in the game. Musel hits a pop-up towards third. Reeves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gerber for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo DeRozier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRozier is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. DeRozier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Morris. DeRozier moves to third. Cedric Durst pinch hits for Wade Hoyt. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. DeRozier scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Combs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Durst moves to third. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 4 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robertson for the out. Combs moves to second. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Skarrat throws the ball into Reeves, who relays the ball to Gerber, who tags Gehrig trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Durst scores. Combs scores. It's Red Sox, 3, Yankees, 3. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willsie Moore now pitching. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0 for 3 in the game. Morris strikes out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gerber can't make a play. That's a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Lazzari bunts in front of the plate. Heving fields it and throws to first for the out. Ruth moves to second. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 4 in the game. Musel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Musel reaches second base with a double. Ruth scores. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.